launching into hour number three. It is the Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls about whatever you want. It's David listening to KGZ in Montana. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Howdy, y'all.
Hey, dude, what's on your mind tonight?
All right, it was great hearing from Alex, man, dropping in and talking to us. Hey, the best book to buy about war is the Bible, man. It even gives the answer, love one another. But some people even turn that into a reason to kill people.
And they like turn the Bible into a reason to kill people?
Yeah, you know, David.
Sick.
Well, woman, money, and God is the reasons why we go to war.
Yeah.
And trade, the powers that be, they call that now interdependence. That's trade now.
Mm.
And the atom bomb, if there wasn't an atom bomb, we'd all be in the army fighting one another right now.
What do you mean?
Because the atom bomb scares everybody not to go to war, you know. And
it doesn't
like whoever
seem to be
has the atom bomb gets to talk to the other people that got atom bombs, and they call all the shots, which brings me to my call.
Yeah, I was going to say, the atom bomb has not stopped war.
The war on terror.
Yes, sir.
Terror is a tactic used against cowards and slaves. We are free and brave. The war on terror is the biggest example of war is a racket. They're using it to take our freedom away.
Sure they are.
They're using it to control us.
And Americans are giving it up.
And all I say, see, and for all the brain dead people, zombies with the blinders on, my grandfather was in World War I. Three of my father's brothers were in World War II. My father was in the Korean War. My brother was in the Vietnam War. I was in the Marine Corps from 75 to 79. Ain't nobody on this planet. My family loves this country and what it stands for.
Yep.
We worked hard. And they started out as immigrants. And I'm telling you, man, this whole deal, more free people, the better. And if people want to come here and be free, we should welcome them with open arms.
No doubt about it.
And as long as they don't be free, then we kick them the hell out. But I'm saying that our own people that are saying, screaming freedom is putting us in jail, is using this war on terror. It's a scam. It's an insult to a free and brave people.
Absolutely. I thank you, David, for the call tonight. As always, 800-259-9231. One thing the world does not need more of is more wars, whether it's a war, traditional war, boots on the ground kind of war, or this ephemeral war on terror, or a war on drugs, which is actually a war on our own people. The last thing we need is more conflict. But that's all you ever get with government, is more conflict. And government grows based on conflict, not just around the world, but when government can get one group of people in America to or in whatever country you're in, one interest group to fight with another interest group, and I don't mean in a war manner, but I mean fighting for control over the apparatus of the government, then they've got them an internecine conflict that will never come to an end, because there's always one group that's in charge and another group that wants to get in charge, and so they're constantly struggling over the tool of violence that is the government, and it just foments hatred, it foments people.
That's
not
why people say you shouldn't talk about politics in mixed company.
Well, it's impolite.
What's impolite is the fact that one group wants to control another group, and
yes,
they're willing to hurt anyone in that other group that doesn't agree with them, or that doesn't agree with that disagrees enough to stand up and do something about it.
Oh,
you can be an objector, you just can't be a conscientious objector, stand up and say no thank you.
Yeah.
Because then we'll throw you in a jail cell and call you un-American.
Because that's freedom. It's a free country.
Yeah,
right?
It's a free country. Now you're going to jail.
All right, we continue with your calls, and we'll go to Derek, listening in Canada. Derek, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just like to talk about like how free people should act like free people.
Agreed.
So if you want to be free, you have to act like you are free. Just a really good example of that is I'm a local business owner, and I'm trying to get my restaurant ready for operation for the summer season.
Mm-hmm.
And after we'd spent, like, all day, like, cleaning and building a porch and stuff, we went to the local bar and, like, had a couple drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And the waitress there wanted us out because it was closing time. And we were like, well, hey, we have our own drinks. We're not leaving until we finish these drinks. And she decided she would call the cops.
Wow, that's a great way to get more business.
She thought, this bar is absolutely dead except for Friday and Saturday nights. And
there's a reason why.
Yeah, the business owner received a letter to that effect, like, this week. You know, I was like, this is why you are dead.
Yeah.
So basically, like, we were being peaceful, playing some foosball, and she wanted us out. And we were like, no, we're not leaving until we finish our drinks. And she called the cops. And I was like, well, you're going to call the cops? So I whipped out my video camera. And I recorded the entire incident from, like, you know, when she called to, like, 45 minutes later when the police actually showed up.
What a guarantee, by the way, that you're going to be there longer. You know, the customers, if you call the cops and then the customers say, well, that doesn't scare me, then that means that you're going to be at least another 2 hours before the cops are done.
Oh, she would have been much better off just letting us finish our drinks and leaving, because, like, we're not impolite. Like, I'm actually in the industry, so I wouldn't have stayed past, like, you know, my drink when she told me she was closing. But since she called the cops, I felt kind of obliged to stick around and see what they would do. And I just like to tell everybody in Canada, learn your constitution and carry a video camera. It scares the hell out of the police in Canada.
I have to say, though, I mean, you are on private property, and if a private property owner does,
that's not a private property owner, though. That's the waitress. And if the waitress didn't want him to be there, she shouldn't have served him a drink.
Exactly. If she did not want me to stay there for the entire time it would take me to finish my drink, however long it would take me to finish that drink, like, considering I'm playing foosball.
Yep, you're right.
She should
not
have served the drink.
Right. Last call should be. Last call should be at a half an hour before, you know, 2 o'clock or whatever the time is that it's over. And then 15 minutes after, you can expect to stay. If it takes somebody more than 45 minutes to drink a drink, I think you can go say something at that point.
I agree with you, though, completely
totally reasonable. But, like, myself, like, I'm in the same industry. I've run bars and pubs and restaurants and stuff like that for the last, like, 10 years of my life. So I fully understand what she's going through. But on the same token, I'm a customer at this point, and I just want to finish my drink. So she calls the cops, and the cops come to do something. And, like, by the time the cops actually got there, we were walking out the door with our video cameras. And, a 45-minute conversation with the police ensued, in which they threatened to arrest me from everything from drunk in public to terrorism. And eventually the police actually got fed up and let us go, because we had a video camera and a copy of the Canadian Constitution.
Oh, and we were willing to argue. You are a terrorist.
I am definitely a terrorist.
Well, that's just it. If you do stand up... Yeah, if you do what you're suggesting and actually stand up and act like a free person and not beg for permission from the government in order to do things, for instance, and actually walk around as though you are a free man, that does make you a terrorist to them, because you're a threat to their system. You're a threat to their legitimacy.
But I think we can extend this to, like, further things. Like I said, like, I'm trying to open a business in town right now, and I have literally been approached by three different bureaucratic agencies that I have not contacted separately. They've been talking to each other. They all know I'm setting up a business, and they've been coming by. The health inspector, the building permit inspector, the person who wants to issue me a building license or a business license.
They want to provide you with their services.
None of these people are actually providing me a service. All they want is my money. They want $75 for the license. They want $250 for the health inspection. They want $1,000 for the building permit. They want all this money, but they're not actually providing me with anything.
Oh, but if you don't get the health inspection permit, then people will die.
Well, yes, but on the same token, if I kill people, then, wow, am I ever going to be sued to, like, you know, not ever owning a business again?
Yeah, the whole idea of government health inspections.
Exactly for that reason.
Absolutely. the idea that business owners would knowledgeably harm their customers and therefore destroy their own business is just ludicrous. And the idea that anybody needs a government health agency to protect them is silly, especially if you've actually talked to business owners that have had the health agents come in there and inspect. And it's just a big joke. I thank you for the call tonight. Sorry, we're out of time, but let us know how your business goes as far as opening it without asking for permission. I'd like to hear more about that, but we do need to get to some other calls here. More on the way with your calls about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Talk about living free. Saw some examples of people living free today, and it was very encouraging. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, does size really matter? Take it from a woman, it does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male-widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition of the show. You can bring up whatever you want. That's the point of the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231.
Speaking of SACL CAI, they are the major sponsor of Free Talk Live. And, you know, you wouldn't be listening to Free Talk Live if it wasn't for SACL CAI. SACL is a collections company that collects with respect. You can trust your accounts receivable with them. They're going to treat your customers well. They're not going to treat them poorly because they know that not only do you want to collect your money,
you want to keep your customers too. It's SACL, C-A-I, and you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, and by the way, if you want live streams of this show, broadband flavor, dial-up flavor, even a webcam, all of that is free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Just wanted to talk briefly a little more on what Derek in Vancouver was pointing out, that living free is a very important thing for people to do. Acting like free people, exercising your rights, because if you don't, then you're sure to lose them. So, for instance, here in New Hampshire, there's open carry is legal, which means that you can carry around on your hip or anywhere openly a firearm of some sort. You could even carry a sword on your back if you wanted to.
In a free country, you should be able to arm yourself in any way you want.
Yeah, absolutely. And so open carry is legal, but yet some people, like people from Massachusetts, get very upset when they see somebody in New Hampshire walking around with a firearm like that, and they don't understand why someone would do that. Well, for the besides the obvious reason of it would be sure handy to have this gun in the case of some madman trying to rob a convenience store or whatever.
Imagine if one of the kids at Virginia Tech had been carrying a weapon. I think that guy, you or whatever his name was, would have been taken care of.
Besides that obvious point, there's also the point that even though New Hampshire is a relatively peaceful place and there aren't very many violent things going on, and that's probably because there's a lot of gun freedom here, but even though New Hampshire is a very peaceful place, one could say, well, yes, it's so peaceful here, you don't need to carry that around. The reason why they are doing it is to exercise their right to do so. Because if nobody does exercise their rights, then it's so much easier to take away their rights from them.
Yep.
Especially if they can see, especially if they just let their rights go, especially if the government comes in and says, okay, now if you want to open up a business, you have to jump through this hoop, that hoop, this hoop, you need to get this license, that permit, and pay that fee, and you need to do it all by the end of the month. Then as soon as people start to just do as these government bureaucrats demand, they've lost all their freedoms. They've just thrown it away for what? For a piece of paper called a permit? What's the point of all that? All the point is to enrich these government bureaucrats for doing absolutely nothing. And don't tell me that, oh, without the health inspectors, we'd all get poisoned by the restaurants. Well, that's nonsense. Most people, if they have food poisoning, it likely came from their own kitchen, not the restaurant that they recently ate at.
Yeah, the chances are significantly higher.
And the government inspectors, the government health inspectors, don't do jack squat to actually keep people safe for the most part. They just come in, glance around, eat a free meal, and leave.
Unless they have a vendetta against the restaurant, in which case they will find all kinds of things wrong with it.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Because there's so many rules, nobody knows what they are, let alone being able to follow them.
And no one is saying that restaurants would be making risky decisions in the absence of the government health inspectors. In fact, in the absence of government health inspectors, what you might see is more competition in the area of inspecting restaurants. For instance, my girlfriend, Julia, she works at a major restaurant chain, and they have their own private inspectors. They have an interest in making sure that their franchisees are doing the job they said they would do, and that's providing their customers with a quality product that's healthy, that's not going to kill you.
Right.
And so they send these inspectors around, and they don't call to give you notice. They just show up.
Right. When you look at Taco Bell, remember when they had the infected lettuce or whatever it was that they had in one place in the United States? Nobody ate a Taco Bell for like 3 weeks. That's what happens to these businesses when they get something bad that happens to them.
The market can handle all of these things. So people should act like free people. But we're also used to being enslaved into this neo-feudalism that we have today, where we really are nothing more than just serfs. It can be very difficult to exercise one's freedom. It can be very frightening to exercise one's freedom, because to exercise freedom in this world, in the country we live in today, means you're likely to go to jail. To try to be a free person.
The only crime that there is in the United States anymore is disobedience to authority.
Well, there's still crimes against other people. But
no, there's that. But believe me, the cops aren't out there chasing those folks down. They're chasing down speeders and people doing traffic stuff and drug users. Those are the people they're after.
So to that
end, that's what pays the bills.
Of living free, I have suggested on this show in recent years that people dabble in this. Don't jump in the deep end of non-cooperation or civil disobedience. Just try saying no here and there. Just try saying no. I'm not going to obey. No, I'm not going to get a permit. No, I'm not going to do as you are demanding. Who are you people anyway? Well, you elected us. Well, no, I didn't. No, you can't say that I elected you or demanded that you create all of these rules to control me, because I did not, and I have no interest in that. I want to be able to live free. I will not harm others. Don't worry about me. I'm not a problem. So I think people should start dabbling in this, and to that end, I saw a great example of it happening today.
Well,
the Free Keen Fest happened again. Now, last year we called it the Keen Freedom Fest. It's now been renamed the Free Keen Fest. FreeKeen.com is a website that I am a blogger on. There are a number of bloggers here in the Keene, New Hampshire area that, you know, we focus on liberty and advancing the voluntary society, and that's what the blog's all about. But twice a year we get together in public and we do an outreach event. And it's just basically a social event this time around, and it keeps getting bigger and it keeps getting better. This time around, we had some musicians there. We had some people that were serving food, hot dogs, could be poisoned.
They're delicious.
Yeah, actually, I didn't have one of the hot dogs. But I did have a brownie.
Like because when they burn the skin on them, I know that gives you cancer, but I love it.
I did have a brownie while I was there, and they were tasty. So food was being sold, music was being played, people had gathered together, and they had a great time doing it. And the cops didn't come and bother us. Now, contrasting that to last time the Freedom Fest went on, or Free Keen Fest, the cops showed up and tried to shut us down. They said, well, you don't have a permit for this. Well, wait a minute. In your own rules, in your own constitution, it says there's a right to peaceably assemble. We're peaceable, and we're assembled. So we don't need a permit. To have a permit means you have to ask for permission. If you have to ask for permission, you don't have a right.
Right, then you don't have a right.
If you're asking for permission, it's mother may I. It's I am subservient to you. Allow me to submit, to bow down, to submit my application, to apply, to get your permission to act as a free person would normally act. Free people don't ask for permission unless they're on somebody's private property and they've consented to a certain set of rules. Like, if I'm at your house, Mark, I might ask for permission to do XYZ, because it's not my house. But we were on what was called a public piece of property. Now, last time around, they demanded we ask for permission. They came in, they threatened us, they cited us, they cited me, they cited Toby from Free Minds TV, they cited Mike Barsky, the organizer of the occasion. They dropped all of our charges. And they dropped Mike's charges right before the trial, by the way. Right before he prepared and spent all kinds of effort to defend himself on the freedom to assemble, challenge it constitutionally and everything like that. Oh, we're dropping your charges. This time around, they didn't even show up. This time around, there were over 100 people there throughout the day, 70 at one time. There was gambling going on with actual money. There was, again, food being vended without a permit. People were acting free, and they got away with it. Oh, my goodness. What is this world coming to?
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and they include the bulletin board system, live streams, Shrine of Female Listeners, all free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their sites. We give ours away, freetalklive.com. Now, I just spent all of the last segment pretty much telling you about what happened today at the Free Keen Fest as dozens and dozens of liberty-loving people converged on Keene, New Hampshire's Railroad Square for an unpermitted event, an unpermitted gathering, an assembly of people who actually believe that they should be free and are willing to actually do something about it. And I contrasted the two events because we do these every year. We do two of them a year. The last one, the cops came and tried to break it up. They demanded that they said, you can't be here. You need to move down over there. You know how the cops are sometimes? They basically just want to exert some level of control over you. Like if they can get you to do as they say, then they've won, basically. Well, the cops kind of won last time because they came in and with 4 or 5 cops and were intimidating, as they know how to do so well, and they demanded the people move their tables, and like 95% of the event did as they were told and moved down. This time around, having talked to some of the vendors at the Free Keen Fest, pretty much the people that I had spoken with had said they had resolved that this time they were not going to move if the police came up. So this whole exercising your freedoms thing, acting like you're free, being a free person, and actually acting that way, it takes practice. It's not easy to stand up to the slave masters, and because that's what we are. We really are kind of, we're slaves. Because they own a portion of your income, they'll take it from you no matter what you do, you're a slave. So standing up to the slave masters, standing up to the taskmasters with the whips, or in this case, the guns on their hips and the batons or whatever they might be having to wear. I don't think keen cops wear batons, but anyway, standing up to the slave masters, it's an intimidating experience. These guys might hurt you for standing up for your freedom. But if you have enough people who are willing to stand together, there is little they can do that will stop you. And this time, these folks had the resolve, because last time they got pushed around by those cops. They allowed themselves to be pushed around because they were afraid of what the consequences might be. But this time, they had steeled their resolve and were willing to go all the way and not move one inch if the cops showed up. Thank goodness the cops didn't show up, because obviously I don't want to see anybody get arrested. I'd much rather have a peaceful situation where we're allowed to be free and the cops go and do their little cop thing. And that's basically what happened today. Cops didn't even, I mean, they drove by because the event was on Main Street. They just happened to be driving by. But nobody even, not one cop even walked through the Free Keen Fest today. They didn't stop and harass the people that were selling the food for having a food vending permit. Even though somebody walked by and said, hey, you need a permit for that. Oh, yeah? Says who? Well, your masters say who. Well, I don't want any masters anymore. I'd like to be a free person. So it takes practice. It's not easy. And having a bunch of people around you that agree with you really helps out. Doing something like this where you are, if you don't have a big support network full of liberty-loving activists, is next to impossible. Go ahead. Try setting up a table and selling some food somewhere. See what happens. You don't have anybody to back you up, you are going to go to jail. Now, even though we have people to back us up, we know we might go to jail anyway. It's just part of this whole process. But if you want liberty in your lifetime, don't miss the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival. People that love freedom are coming here to New Hampshire, and they're getting together, and they're willing to stand up and do something about it. They're willing to act as though they are free. And it's happening coming up within just a few weeks, June 25th through the 28th, in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. Join hundreds of liberty-loving people for a weekend of freedom and fun. You can guarantee, Mark, that people at Porkfest are going to be acting like they're free there, too.
They're going to be doing their best.
Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C. That's pork with a C. Porkfest.com. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Looking forward to it very much. It's going to be a great time, because it's always a great time when you get together with hundreds of like-minded people. And that's what the Porcupine Freedom Festival is there for. It's also a great excuse to come up here, tour around the state. They're going to have bus tours going to all different locations across New Hampshire. I've heard rumors there might even be a possibility that one of the bus tours, if it happens, we'll end up going to the jail that our friend Sam is currently sitting in. He's now in his almost finished 6 full weeks sitting in jail for acting like a free man and recording video in a public court lobby, and then acting like a free man and refusing to speak to his captors, exercising his right to remain silent. They've kept him in jail indefinitely because of that. So this is not a road without turmoil. This is not an easy path. But nothing worth doing is easy. If you want it easy, go ahead. Crack open another beer, sit down in front of the TV, kick back and rot your brain out for the rest of your life, because that's the easy route. That's the easy road. Just pay half of your income to your masters, and they'll let you live. They'll let you live a semi-free life. But if what you want is real freedom, there are going to have to be some risks taken. And the people that are willing to take those risks are coming here to New Hampshire. And there are people that aren't willing to take risks either. They're getting involved in the political process, and that's cool too, because it's really possible to get political things done here in New Hampshire due to the small size of the state, due to the small size of the political districts, and all kinds of other factors. But freestateproject.org is where you want to go to learn more about this movement. I was so impressed today, Mark. You saw the end. You saw the after party of the event today. There were dozens and dozens of people, even at the after party for the Free Keen Fest, and well over 100, I think, attended at the actual festival. So it was an incredible success. Oh, yeah, we didn't have a permit for the music or a permit to gather, anything like that. So it works when people act free and they get together. All right, we continue with your calls. Let's talk to Bill, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I have a question for you guys.
Yes, sir.
Is driving, would you consider that a right or a privilege?
You know, this is a tough one. I think that the government roads belong to the government, so therefore you probably should have to follow their rules to some extent. However, I don't think the government should be able to force you to pay for these paved bits of ground they've stolen from people.
I don't think that they belong to the government because they've stolen money in order to buy those things, and so therefore they don't legitimately own anything in the same way that a thief that comes and steals your things from you does not legitimately own them, or nor does he legitimately own whatever he buys with the money that he pawned your things for. So I don't think the government does own the roads, and so that kind of throws that whole question for a loop. If the roads were private, then it would be a privilege, because then you would be using someone's private property to travel from point A to point B. You'd have to agree to their rules in order to do so, and so then you would be acting on a privilege. But if it was your road, then it would be your right to use your road in whatever way you wanted to. So since these roads are funded by us, and they are supposedly public property, I mean, it's the tragedy of the commons, right? Because it's common property, therefore there should be a right to travel on public property. But I think that all property should be privately owned, which would therefore make it a privilege. So the answer is both, depending on the situation.
Do you guys out in New Hampshire, do you have to pay money for a license plate to put on your car?
Do you have to?
An exorbitant amount.
Do you have to? Well, if you don't pay, there is a chance that the men with guns will come
and take
your car from you. However, I'd like to point out that I've been here in New Hampshire since the year 2006, and I still have my Florida plates on the car. They said when I went to vote, when I went to register to vote here in New Hampshire, there's a paragraph on the bottom, and it's no longer there, interestingly enough. But the paragraph at the bottom of the time I registered said that I agree to obey all of the laws of the state of New Hampshire, specifically the one that requires me to register my vehicle within 60 days of moving here. I crossed that paragraph out, initialed it, signed the voter's registration form, and they sent an investigator to my house a little while later to ask me why I did that. I told him, this was before I knew better than to open the door for bureaucrats, but I told him, I couldn't possibly agree to that statement. How could I agree to obey all your laws? I don't even have the time to read all of your laws, and nor do you. You guys don't know what your own laws say, so how could I possibly agree to that? So I never agreed to that statement, and they've never pulled me over for it. It's not to say it won't happen tomorrow. They can do whatever they want. They can come after me for whatever they want to make up and put me in a jail cell if they want to. I don't doubt that for a moment, but I just think it's interesting. I've had cops behind me on the road. I've got a Free Talk Live bumper sticker. You know, it's not like they don't know who we are when we're driving around, but they haven't pulled me over for it. So maybe the answer is no, you don't have to do those things.
I hope they never do. I wish we could get away from doing that, because that was another
we can.
I was gonna say,
come here to New Hampshire, Bill. Come, you can hang on if you want. We'll bring it back.
Okay.
But you can get away from those things. You just have to be around more people that are willing to do that. Come up here to New Hampshire. Let's all get private license plates, put them on our cars, and drive around. See how many of us they'll throw in jail for it. You just have to be willing to stand up for freedom. We're coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Does size really matter? Take it from a woman. It does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male-widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call. If you make it now, 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the website. All of the features are free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we've got a whole list of things that you can do to help us out at promote.freetalklive.com. Lots of different options, most of them completely free, a few of them very low cost, like printing flyers, for instance. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com, get the full list. That's promote.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Bill in Indy, listening to WXNT. Bill, go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, well, I don't really want to take a whole lot more of your time because I know it's running quick. But I agree with everything that you said tonight, and I wish these military people would understand this idea.
A lot of military people do understand the idea that war is an awful idea and that the military is just another government bureaucracy. They know it very well. It's just that when you talk about these things, you get the angry ones that that don't understand that.
Yeah, I wish more people in general, not just the military people, but people, our citizens in this country, would realize and listen to you carefully when you start to tell us about the men with the guns. If you don't pay the taxes, if you don't open your pocketbook, they're going to take us away at gunpoint. No, people don't really understand that.
Well, even if they do understand it, they still tell themselves stories. You can still tell them those things. Like, I've been calling this local talk show in the mornings, on Saturday mornings here in the Keene area for a long time, and talking about these very issues, talking about coercion and aggressing against one's neighbors. But then they'll tell themselves stories like, well, it's not stealing when we do it. Because when 51% of voters say you should take money from people, then it's no longer stealing. I mean, they'll tell themselves all kinds of just loopy, crazy stories that just don't, you know, they don't make any sense when you look at it from a rational perspective. But because we've all been so heavily indoctrinated to the idea that the state is, you know, something that's beneficial to mankind, and that this is our system and it's what we wanted, you know, they'll tell themselves stories like that. They are so just deep inside, even if they can see the violence of the state, they'll still tell themselves, well, you wanted this.
You
voted for this, Bill, didn't you?
Yeah, I guess I did.
No, you didn't. Did you? Would you have voted for somebody who said to you, Bill, if you vote for me, I'm going to have you pulled over as often as I possibly can, fined for as many different factors as I possibly can figure out, and if you don't pay those fines, I'm going to take you away from your family, maybe steal your child from you. Bill, would you like that sort of service? You're going to vote for me, right?
No.
Who would vote for that?
Nobody
who would vote for somebody that wants to destroy and tax and hurt people? I mean, it's just crazy to think that anybody in their right mind would vote for this. But yet they just tell themselves that. They just reassure themselves, you voted for this. This is our system. Well, no, I didn't vote for this, and it's not my system. I'm not interested in it. Well, you live here. If you don't like it, you can leave.
Yeah. You hate America.
Hey, you guys have a good evening.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
The call.
Bye-bye.
Yep, let's talk to Kenneth in Colorado. Kenneth, you're on Free Talk Live. Ken, you voted for this, right?
Yeah, of course.
Well, sure.
When I wasn't awake or something.
Who wouldn't want to be abused and have, separated from their family, thrown in a jail cell for possessing a plant? Who wouldn't want those services? Who wouldn't want the service of having half of your money stolen from you every single year and used on whatever the arbitrary programs the bureaucrats decide?
Yeah, well, I was serviced on March 2nd.
How's that?
I called in on the called into the show a couple days after that. You know, this is the people in Missouri that decided that I shouldn't be able to talk while I'm sitting at the side of the road while they're interrogating my mother. About they'd stop me on the side of the road, suspicion of being drunk. I passed the test, and so they had to try to get me on something. And so anyway, I promised I'd call you back and let you know how things went.
What happened?
And well, they never contacted me again, and so I sent them a letter before the end of the...
Have they charged you with something? You'll have to bring our listeners.
They charged... Well, it's really kind of a short time for it, but Basically what happened is I was arrested for talking out of turn. They called it failure to obey a peace officer, and I was dragged to the car, and then they threatened to mace me unless I got in the car.
Sounds like a peaceful officer to me.
Right, exactly. Well, three of them, yeah. And so... Anyway, they never contacted me again, so I sent them a letter before the court date and told them, if you're not going to contact me about this, I'll consider it closed, and otherwise let me know what I can do. And so I told my mother, hey, since you live in the area, you might want to go and see what happens. And so she went, and she took a copy of the letter with her, and they gave her a plea agreement for me.
Which was
amazing, because I don't know what they would have done if she hadn't shown up. And they gave her a plea agreement, and it was along the lines of $175 for failure to obey a peace officer.
Failure to obey.
Right. The funny thing is, it doesn't actually indicate in what I would consider a clear wording that they're intending to find me guilty. So I sent them a letter basically telling them that, given the fact that I escaped and I could have been tortured more, I figure $175 is a fairly cheap way to get off, and I'll send you the tribute right now, because I may have to go back into your neighborhood again to do business, visit family or whatnot, and I really don't want you to torture me some more.
Yeah.
I said, congratulations, you win, now leave me alone. And so I sent it to him, and that was today. Now, that's again, it's not very exciting, but you wanted me to let you know what happened.
I appreciate that. And that's what most people are going to do, and it's understandable. Mark, you're signing
your name in the air. Here in New Hampshire, you would add people to back you up.
Yep, absolutely right. I hope you'll be coming up here, and because we've got activists that are willing to go to court and sit in your and literally sit, not stand for the judge, and hold signs and get behind you if you're willing to stand up and say, no, I'm not. I don't have any obligation to obey you people, and I'm certainly not going to give you money because I didn't obey your arbitrary demands. I had not harmed anyone. You had not harmed anyone.
Now, I don't live in Missouri. I was actually abducted while visiting Missouri, so it probably would have been pretty similar if I lived in New Hampshire. But I also wanted to address Gene's paranoia of manufacturers. He called in about 5 days ago talking about how they're making stuff cheap now, so you have to go and buy some more. And Gene, as usual, is just coming from an uninformed position.
Well, his suggestion was that products these days are worse than products in the old days, that products these days are planned obsolescence.
Right. Well, let me tell you about that. I do have a degree in manufacturing,
mm-hmm.
and there's something called Y14.5 geometric dimensioning and tolerancing. It was the very beginning of learning how to make products no more expensive than they have to be to do the job. So if you've got a product that's got a 5-year warranty or something like that on it, they're going to do their best to make sure it meets that 5-year warranty. It won't need to be repaired 3 or 4 times during that 5-year warranty.
Mm-hmm.
All the products are good enough to make it. Back in the days that Gene's talking about, everything was over-engineered so that, of course, it made it, but it'll probably cost 2 or 3 times as much as it needed to cost. And those of us that appreciate value would like to be able to choose the higher quality of product or the lower quality of product.
I agree.
And one more thing. My wife has a 15-year-old Saturn. None of the parts are falling apart. She got into an accident last year. They found the part she needed and replaced it. I don't know what Gene's problem is with Saturns.
Well, I guess the car
is great.
They're going out of business, but there will always be aftermarket parts. So, not concerned about that. Thanks, Ken, for the call.
Sure.
Appreciate hearing from you. Only moments remain. Enough time for you at 800-259-9231. Hey, great news out of the guys over at the Motorhome Diaries. If you've been listening to the show for the past several weeks, you know we've had Jason and Pete on the line with us from MotorhomeDiaries.com. They've been telling us all about how they've been driving around the country in their mobile assault. Shoot.
MARV.
MARV. It stands for something, and I don't think it's assault. Anyway, it's mobile activist something. It's an RV.
Vehicle.
Yeah, no, that's something else. Anyway, it's an RV. They've been driving around, meeting up with liberty-loving people all over the country and been video blogging and actual blogging it over at MotorhomeDiaries.com. At one point, they picked up a guy named Adam Muller, and he was a new guy on the crew. I'd never heard of him before, but apparently he'd heard of the Motorhome Diaries, and he was excited about it and wanted to get involved. And one of my first questions about Adam was, well, is he a Free State Project member? And he is now. He wasn't when he started the Motorhome Diaries, but he is now. In fact, he says that he liked the idea of the Free State Project a lot, but still had some questions, like how many people would actually make the move to New Hampshire. Well, I can tell you that there are over 700 Free Staters.
Not all of them. I can tell you that, too.
In the state right now, and over 9,000 have pledged to move. And he says that living with in MARV with Jason and Pete has not only helped me become a better person, but allows us a lot of time for conversation, and both have done a wonderful job relieving my doubts about the Free State Project's mission. Therefore, I would like to announce that today I signed up and committed moving to New Hampshire by the, he calls it the Free State, but it's not really yet, by the end of 2011. I feel that with all that's going on in New Hampshire, it's where I belong. So after my commitment on the Motorhome Diaries is fulfilled, I'll head back home to Wisconsin for about a year. From the moment I set foot back in Wisconsin, and everything I do will be directed toward moving to New Hampshire. We look forward to seeing you, Adam, up here in the later months.
Thanks for signing up.
Yep, and we'll see you Monday night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
AlecEase.com is a community for self-learners. At AlecEase, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlecEase at AlecEase.com. Again, that's AlecEase.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.